Karen Haggis.
Hello. I am Karen Haggis. I work at the New York State Department of Health, and I'm really excited to be able to present to you today on some online tutorials we've developed as they relate to performance management and quality improvement. I'm going to give you a little bit of background in terms of the process in which we develop them and also how you can access them because they can be used towards accreditation readiness purposes. So surprise, surprise, I have no relationships to disclose, but I did want to take this opportunity to acknowledge CDC and the National Public Health Improvement Initiative, which is the grant that I work on. So are there any NIFI participants in? Yes, we have at least one. Couple. Okay. So this will probably be very relevant to you, but it will also be relevant to everyone else as even if you're not going for agency accreditation or have a grant specific to quality improvement and performance management, there are things that are kind of coming up in the public health community that, you know, these might be useful to you. So thank you for being here. So for those of you not aware of NIFI, it's a CDC grant. It's awarded to many state, local, and tribal health departments across the nation, and it's used primarily to assist with implementing performance management and quality improvement in the health department, as well as accelerating agency accreditation readiness activities. So we're currently in year four of what we hope is a five-year grant cycle. So these are the stated learning objectives. I'm not going to read through them for you, but I will summarize. I'm first going to start with giving you a little bit of information in terms of what in the New York State Department of Health we're doing as it relates to performance management and quality improvement. I'm going to discuss how we decided what to develop for online training tutorials as it relates to PM and QI, and then explain how we developed them. And hopefully I'll leave you with how you can access these tutorials and how they might be relevant to your accreditation readiness purposes. So really the goal is to provide you with a resource and some information about the process in which we use to develop them. So performance management. When we first started out with our grant, we had to figure out how to talk to the agency about performance management and a quality improvement in a way that was relevant to them. At first, my boss and I actually had to figure out a way to talk about it that was relevant to us. So we did a lot of research, and we thought about, you know, what we could use. Could we use Lean, Six Sigma? What tools do we want to focus on? And we landed on the Turning Point Framework, which basically breaks down performance management into performance standards, performance measurement, reporting on performance, and then quality improvement. So that's the framework we chose. It made the most sense to us, the most sense to other people in the agency. And then we also used the model for improvement for our quality improvement tools. So that basically asked three questions. What are you trying to accomplish? How will you know that your change is leading to an improvement? And what can you do that could potentially result in an improvement? Now, I'm going through that quickly because if you want to learn more about it, you can take our tutorials. But just to give you a little bit of background in terms of what we use as our framework and how we speak about quality improvement in our agency. But again, you know, when you're coming into talking to people about performance management, that doesn't really mean much to them. So we had to figure out how we could relate to others in our agency. So right now the performance management group is a two-man team. It's myself and my boss, and we have one kind of 0.5 member who's our agency accreditation coordinator. So with two people trying to work with a very large agency about performance management and quality improvement, we came out with this menu of services so people could understand what we were trying to do and how we might be able to help them. So in terms of the management strategy and as it relates to the performance standards piece of performance management, it was really about strategic planning for our agency. There was a lot going on around just an agency-wide strategic plan, but also within different divisions and programs. They wanted to know, what does strategic planning mean to me? How can we set standards for our piece of the business? So we really try to help individuals and programs and divisions with setting their strategy. In terms of performance improvement or quality improvement, as you know, many people are dealing with limited resources. So when you come in and you talk about performance management and quality improvement, it seems like it's just another thing that people have to be doing, and they don't want to learn something new. You know, more work is not what people want to be hearing. So we started with some conversations. What are your biggest pain points right now? What is it that you have control over that you might want to improve upon? And just sat down and had some conversations with people. And as people are talking and kind of venting, people really like to have vent sessions with us, we'd write down what we were hearing in terms of a potential area for quality improvement. And then we would work with them. Think through, okay, well, this is what you mentioned to us. How can we really work through that? Where can we start? And then we would assist them with communicating the results of their quality improvement projects. So if they're doing things, that's great. You do the work. We'll just sit in, we'll see what you're doing, and we'll write it up in a way that we can present to, you know, others in the agency or other communities, that type of thing. So that's the background and kind of what we do as it pertains to performance management. But when we came into this, the other piece of our job is accreditation and also training in the areas of performance management and quality improvement. So we did not know where to start. Where do we start? Accreditation, as I mentioned, is another reason why we're really thinking about training opportunities for our workforce. So do we have any accreditation coordinators in the room? Couple, okay. It's a fun job, right? So if those of you who are not aware of agency accreditation, they actually have a booth downstairs, so they'll probably be able to explain it much better than I can. But it's something that's available to state, local, and tribal health departments. And it's quite a process. We've learned a lot from our process. I can tell you New York State is very close to pushing the button, so we're really excited about almost being done with our documentation gathering. But ultimately, what it comes down to is you're really trying to gather documentation as it relates to these 12 domains, and each domain has multiple measures and multiple documentation requirements. So up here, I'm putting the two measures that I think pertain the most to our tutorials. And they relate to Domain 9, which is Performance Management and Quality Improvement, and Domain 8, which is Workforce Development for your agency. So as we were looking through these requirements, we figured out, okay, we don't really provide much in terms of technical assistance or training opportunities as it relates to performance and management and quality improvement. So A, what do people want to know? And B, what's already existing? So we did a lot of research, and there's quite a bit out there, but none of it was as cohesive as we wanted it to be. It was, you know, we could send you to this website to learn about performance management, or we could send you to this to learn about measurement, or if you want to learn about quality improvement, search these tools, that type of thing. So we did an assessment of the agency, and it was a larger assessment, but part of it was around TA needs. And as it relates to the four areas of the Turning Point Framework, performance standards, measurement, reporting, and quality improvement, people ranked all of this as either important or extremely important to their work. So of about 85 respondents, 90% said this was very important to them. And in terms of what they wanted to learn about, 47% said quality improvement, and then the runner-up was performance measurement. So that told us, okay, this is where we should start. So, you know, I mentioned the grant, and we have some resources available to us, but we didn't have a lot, and we wanted to get these out there as quickly as we possibly could. So we started looking at what is available to us and what resources do we have. So within our little area of the agency, there's a learning management system, and the people who run that work in my part of the area. So we started talking to them about what they offer, how they develop their tutorials, and that type of thing. And, you know, it really varied. Some people use Adobe, some people, you know, they contract it out, that type of thing. So we decided we were just going to do, you know, kind of an in-house thing, and we built a PowerPoint presentation, basically, and did all of the animation in PowerPoint, and also developed a solid script around quality improvement. So we developed the learning objectives, we decided what we wanted in it, and we put in DOH-specific examples from the work we had been doing with people so that this quality improvement tutorial could really resonate with people. The script, I will tell you, we probably did 20 different renditions of the script, and that was key because, you know, you develop something and you think it makes sense, and then you send it out to kind of a beta test group, and they're like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So that was really helpful in terms of getting feedback from in-house, what people wanted to learn, what was resonating with them. And then I actually ended up recording the presentation, which, and then sent it out again, and it's amazing how much the difference between just reading a tutorial versus listening to it. So in the end, we thought we had something, you know, really great. The animation was, you know, it's my best attempt. It's PowerPoint. And we had a professional do the voiceover of it. But it's 20 minutes long. We think it's very relatable. We've gotten a lot of good feedback on it. And that was, I think that was released, I want to say like a year and a half ago. So we've been monitoring how many people are using it. And when we first put it out there, it wasn't really getting that many hits. You know, we realized we needed to communicate that this was out there, market it effectively. And as we've been doing that, we've seen a lot of growth. We have about 60 to 67 people as of April 2013 who had taken the tutorial. And this is the breakdown. So many of them are internal DOH folks. But we also have many local health departments starting to use it. And what was interesting to us, without even promoting to our community partners, people were taking it. And then external partners, that has been the largest increase that we've seen so far in terms of people taking these tutorials. And we think that's because as people start to prepare for accreditation readiness, they're searching for these tools and they're finding these. And we're getting a lot of really positive feedback in terms of the usefulness of them. So we decided, let's build more, let's create a series, and being in the business of quality improvement, how can we improve upon them? So one of the main things is I kept telling my boss, I'm only so good at PowerPoint, let's find somebody who can do better with the animation and that type of thing. So it's great that the first presenter presented on the public health training centers because we actually partnered with ours. So one of the 37 national public health training centers in the area. They have many more tools as they relate to animation, and we really wanted to make them more interactive, not just a tutorial that's talking to you. So we came up with these set of quick learns. The next one, we created one on performance measurement, on creating aim statements, and then developing quality improvement teams. Each one takes no more than 20 minutes. They're very interactive. You can actually, there's like a problem statement, and you can figure out how to create your aim statement. It gets graded for you in terms of what you should really be including in it. You can match up terms with different words. So it really helps people kind of, you know, it's based on adult learning principles versus just my knowledge of how to create, you know, a tutorial in the best way I knew how. So that partnership was really key to creating, you know, more effective tutorials. So those are all available now. And the best part about the technology platform is it's not just internal to us. It's available to everybody. So with that being said, you know, they're available to you if you're looking for accreditation readiness efforts and you're thinking about how can we provide technical assistance to our health departments or our community partners as it relates to quality improvement and performance management. These are there for you. We also created a performance management overview tutorial, which I don't know why we didn't think about doing that first, but we didn't. And that's really great because it just walks people through the turning point framework and very basic in terms of what you mean by performance management and that type of thing. And also, if you log on to the New York State Learning Management System, it's not just these tutorials. There's over 600 distance-based learning opportunities on there. So again, this is just a great resource that is available to everybody. So the New York Learns website is here for you. I also uploaded a couple quick guides to the presentation, whatever you log in for APHA, so you can actually get the quick guides there. And that walks you through step-by-step how you register. And that is our contact information. So really what I want to leave you with is, A, this is a process where we use limited resources, but we were able to develop something that was useful for our agency and others. We developed relationships with our public health training center that we hadn't thought of before. And it was just a really good process in terms of, you know, accreditation is about improvement, and that's really what this is all about for us. So thanks. Yes. Yeah, and like I said, if you log on to the session, I think you'll be able to download the actual quick guides. Any questions? Yes.
I work with PHK for the exchange.
Oh, yeah.
We've actually loved supporting our community about theory.
Yeah.
I have a question with regards to how our organization can further continue to promote the tutorials that you all are producing.
Yeah. From users. Well, first of all, PHKX, we love you guys. So we'll have to talk more about how we can continue working together. And I know there's going to be more developed, specifically around, you know, actual QI tools, so fishbone diagrams and value stream mapping, so people can actually play around with the tools, because that's something we hear a lot. People are like, you know, I know what they are, but I'm nervous to try them out. So an online learning environment might make people feel a little bit more secure. And the other thing we've heard from people is just, it's very relatable. I mean, an actual health department is creating the content, and it's a health department that's starting this process in its own agency. So I think people are feeling like, you know, this is a message that is relatable to my local health department or my health department. And, you know, just the value in terms of its relationship to accreditation has been key. Thanks.